1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month at this time, we have our Greenwich Real Estate Report, and we've got Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, and 2025 GAR President Brian Amon. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
Morning. All right, Stacy, give us the lowdown, as we like to call it, on the on the numbers for the month of January.
All right. So the start of 2025, we saw 30 single-family residential closings in January. That's compared to 28 in January the year prior. The median sale price increased just over 2% to just over $4 million from $3.9 million in January 2024. The average days on market was 100. That is a 29% decrease from 141 days that we saw in January 24. There were 33 new single family listings brought to the market in January of this year, and that is a 23% decrease in new listings compared to January 24 when there were 43 new listings. So at month end, we're looking at an inventory of 102 units, and that is a 28.2% decrease from January 24 when there were 142 units available. So looking at condos and co-ops, we saw that there were 7 closings reported in January 25. That's compared to 16 closings in January 24. The median sale price increased around 5.5% to $860,000. That's up from $815,000 in January 24. Average days on market was 59. That's an 18% decrease from 72 days in January 24. And in terms of new listings and inventory, we saw 11 new condo and co-op units brought to the market in January, and that is a decrease compared to 19 that were introduced in January 24. And at month end, we're looking at 32 units of active inventory for condos and co-ops, and that is a 5.9% decrease compared to January 24 when there were 34 units available. And in terms of pending sales, what we're looking at as of close of business yesterday was 38 single-family pending sales and 14 pending condo and co-op sales.
All right, Stacy, to my untrained eye, I look at the median price. Is that above $4 million for the first time?
It is. Absolutely, yeah. So that was definitely a number we haven't seen in any historical record of median sale price. And that's something that it can be attributed to the price points of the homes that closed in that month. So when we look at the homes that sold, there were no, sold in January, there were none that were below the $1 million mark. So all of these really kind of a collection of higher end properties closing in January that contributed to that higher sale price, which it's not uncommon for January numbers. If you look across January over the course of many years, January numbers typically are higher. And one of the things you can point to there is potentially that end of year compensation packages or bonuses may be paid out. We're very close to New York City, and comp packages for a lot of the jobs that exist in that area operate with year-end bonuses. That may mean there's more cash at that time for people to purchase homes at that upper end. So that could be one thing that contributes to why we see those higher numbers there.
All right. Ringing Brian Amon, 2025 President, GAR. Brian, what do you make of the numbers that Stacy just went over?
It's phenomenal, obviously, to see that $4 million threshold broken for the first time. I mean, even though it's not a huge increase over years past, the optics on it still are amazing. And as Stacy pointed out, yeah, we had Last time in January when we spoke, we had quite a few houses in the above $10 million category hanging around, and that was a bigger piece that I think moved. Now we see at that point, that was probably a quarter of our inventory. So come now in February, that percentage has dropped, not only because other houses came on the market, but because we've had quite a few transactions in the above $10 million price point. And of course, below that, yeah, we do have some houses on the market under $1 million, and we have the usual activity kind of brewing in the our meat of our market between $3 and $5 million. So you see the same trends as far as inventories down, pending numbers down, and sales when you see them trending up, you know what that does to prices. But what it also results in, I believe, are in years past, you would see, you know, buyers might wait to see what the spring market brings. I think you're seeing buyers now are not waiting. They're taking what they can get when they can get it. And anecdotally, you know, stagers are busy. Agents are doing, you know, pricing presentations and gearing up for more to come as far as inventory goes.
You know, past president, GAR Hall of Famer Brian Tunney famously said, I believe last year, that things really start turning around and start picking up when she gets past the Super Bowl. So we're past the Super Bowl now. So you guys expecting things to really start picking up in the market?
Yes, we absolutely are. And Brian was 100% correct. I'm not sure when that date came about, but I do believe that Super Bowl marks the beginning of it. And even before that, you know, December, January, with seeing such low inventory numbers, you know, agents and clients were connecting, trying to gear up for this time. So we see it, but we see things coming our way in the coming weeks, month or two. And, you know, some folks have to find a place before they do that. But some folks are saying, no, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to put it out there, put it in the market, and get a sale going. And usually things open up. And I think this year is going to be a positive one, not just in the direction of pricing, but inventory. I think people are upbeat and it's looking good.
Stacy, what impact, if any, has the weather had there? I mean, how many balloons you putting out when it's like 5 degrees or 10 degrees out there, and how many open houses you have?
Well, you know, there are still just so many buyers on the sidelines, so you're going to get interest regardless of the weather at this point. You know, inventory is so scarce that when something comes on, people will come and see it regardless. But I will say, yeah, it definitely impacts the ability to host like open houses because there's obviously a lot of safety issues and cleanup that needs to happen. So just make sure, yeah, for sellers who are thinking about selling while there may be snow coming down, just be prepared to do some cleanup, make sure that the driveways are safe, the walkways are safe for everybody to come and see it.
Absolutely. All right, that's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and Brian Amon, 2025 GAR President. Stacy, Brian, as always, great to talk to you. Thanks very much. We'll talk next month.
Pleasure's ours. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks so much, Tony.
And that's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. We do it on the third Thursday of each month at this time.